Who needs cash when you have value? Let's talk about flipping houses without cash. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? In this video here, I have a question that popped up on one of Dave Ramsey's video, okay? And I want to answer this question, okay? Honestly, it's not really a question. It's a comment. It's a post of one of supporters of Dave Ramsey. This is the guy who was the financial guru on, I think, Fox Finances, something like that, on a TV show somewhere, and he's advising people, in my opinion, completely off, you know, or let me say half truth, half lies, you know. And I want to help in clearing a lot of these things up, okay? Now, here's a quote from this person. It says, Dave is right. Don't flip houses unless you have the cash to buy outright and the cash to fix the house as disposable income. I would say you should have at least $100,000 in cash before attempting it and expect that you might lose instead of gain. It is always a gamble. You know, frankly, I laugh when I see people say something is always a risk, sometimes something is always a gamble. Typically, when I hear that, it's something that people say, you know, to... It comes up very, very cliche-ish, and it's very annoying, okay? Oh, yeah, you got to take risk. You know, anytime I hear cliche talks, especially when it's coming from like, it's just pure fluff, you know. There's no real substance to when people say it. It's very annoying, okay? Most people that quote everything is a gamble, everything is a risk, are usually people that you don't need to be taking advices from, okay? They are people that theoretical stuff drives them. But let me be honest with you. In this game, theory is not going to be enough. You need to be street smart. You need to be street smart. You need to know what's going on. Sometimes it's not what it looks like. A lot of times it's not what it looks like. So with that being said, I want to dissect this particular quote that this person sent on a comment, as a comment on the video. Dave is right. Don't flip houses unless you have the cash to buy. Cash to buy the house. You need cash to buy the house unless you have the cash to buy. That's completely off, okay? It doesn't make any sense. The idea of people buying and flipping houses, as a matter of fact, came as a form of a solution to most people. Is the existing problem is not having the money, okay? But then here goes this guy saying people need to have cash to buy outright. But not just that, you need to have cash to fix the house. It doesn't make any sense, okay? First of all, you don't have to have any cash to flip a house. And yes, you can make $100, $1,000, $100,000 if you want by flipping a house without investing a dime of your own money. Why and how? Well, first of all, what is wholesaling? What is flip house and what's all this, right? Well, essentially it's buying low and selling high, okay? You buy a house low, you sell high. Now, there are other creative aspects to that. For example, when you wholesale, you put a house under contract and you sell that contract, you flip that contract to an end buyer for a fee. And I saw another question that says, if this person could buy for $50,000, why would they buy for $60,000 from you? Because they didn't find a deal, and the deal is no deal unless they find it. And if you brought the deal to the table, they make money, so you deserve that $10,000. And yes, they will, very high chances they would have never found the house unless you bring it to the table. So that was a stupid question, but oh well, that's what wholesaling is. You buy low, you sell high. Does that make sense? All right, so I would say, now this person continues, I don't know if this was now Dave Ramsey's argument or his argument. He says, I would say you should have at least 100K in cash before attempting it and expect that you might lose instead of gain. Again, this doesn't make sense. Why? Because If somebody has $100,000 in cash, chances are they're not looking at flipping a home, okay? Unless they built it from flipping homes, okay? Typically, if you have $100,000 hot sitting in the bank account, you're not interested, you're not looking at things like business opportunity, or maybe you are, you know. Bottom line is that it doesn't add up that you should have $100,000 before you start flipping, especially for the first time. There's nothing wrong with flipping for $0, and that's what I'm here to share with you. And you can absolutely do it. You just have to be very good at marketing and bringing deals to the people that can work the deals. And when you bring a deal from one this end like this to the person that can work the deal into profit, you can charge as much as $200,000 for bringing the deal to the table. And don't let anyone ever talk you out of that, okay? So as I continue here, it says, have $100,000 in cash. That's dumb and stupid, okay? No, you don't have to have $100,000 because it doesn't have to take a dime out of your pocket. As a matter of fact, the last video I did was about 7 steps to wholesaling a property on MLS, okay? And in that scenario, there was some money that you need to deposit, that a lot of realtors will ask you to deposit. But in a situation where you're dealing with a private seller, you don't have to deal with a lot of those things, okay? And he says, and expect you might lose instead of gain. Again, another person that's talking out of their ass and assuming that they can just use common sense for business and entrepreneurship. As a matter of fact, you should approach like a winner all the time, because your confidence, everything will carry you far. And yes, if something falls apart, something falls through, it's not a big deal. You're still winning because you probably learned something. So, no. Coming into the game with expectation that you might lose is wrong, okay? Coming into the game with expectation that you can win too can be just as wrong. But what I want you to do is I want you to have confidence in the marketplace when you approach the game. But how do you increase your confidence? By increasing your knowledge. How do you increase your knowledge? Well, you can read books, but the best way to increase your knowledge is experiences and making mistakes faster, okay? That's something I want you to pay attention to as well, okay? So this person says, it is always a gamble. No, it isn't always a gamble. There's something called assessed risk. There's something called knowledge, wisdom, experience, and you can see certain mistakes from afar and you won't make them. And there's people, sometimes that could be in your life, that have made other type of mistakes in the past, and you can jump through their hoops and you don't have to make the same mistake again. You cannot discount these things I'm saying. It is not always a gamble. That's a very bad mindset to have. And it's typically people say, oh, you're just going to take a risk and throw all kind of muds at the wall and hope something sticks. It doesn't work that way. So flipping houses doesn't need cash. No, you don't need cash. You need to be a marketer. You need to know how to find deals. That's something that Dave Ramsey will not share with people. You need to become a marketer. You need to be very good at finding deals. And then you don't have to have the money to buy the deal. You could make a little fee for connecting somebody else that doesn't have the time to find deals. With that deal, they're going to make money by flipping the house after it's rehabbed. But you can flip right now. You can flip the house to another person without fixing any work in there. And there's nothing illegal about that. It's called buying low and selling high. Okay. So again, to address this question, unless you have cash to buy, it's BS. No, you don't have to have cash to buy. You just have to have the desire to want to make money. You want to have the desire and the tenacity to make money, okay? Disposable income is BS, okay? Most people that do it successfully did not start with disposable income. People that have disposable income are typically not thinking about extra additional income source like real estate investing, okay? I would say you should have at least 100K, another BS. If you have 100K, chances are you're not looking at this. Could there be some people that were still lucky? Yes. There's no extreme ideology in any of this. There's all kind of flexible room for everyone to flow and enjoy as they go along. And expect that you might lose it again. No, you don't have to lose it again. All right. So that's something I have for you. I wanted to share with you really quickly today when it comes to flipping houses. I want you to understand that it's a numbers game. You got to go through the numbers. In other words, you got to bring the leads to the table. If you do that, there's more than enough cash out here to buy those deals if it makes sense. All right, so that's what I have for you. I want you to click like, click share, comment below. What is your favorite? What is the way you're thinking about right now that you would like to use to build your business? you know it, provided you already know that money is just money. Money is just energy, okay? You don't have time to be... Let me just say this. I want you to click like, share, and subscribe, okay? You don't need $100K in your bank account to start wholesaling. You can start from $0. But then the less money you have, let me just be clear about this, the more time you need to invest, okay? The less money you have, the more time you have to invest. The less time you have, the more money you have to invest. You cannot lock time and money at the same time. That's a very evil place to be at, and that's not good, okay? I want you to understand that. So you need to create time and discard everything around you that's wasting your time if you don't have time. And if you don't have time but you have money, then you can put your money to work in real estate. It's probably the safest way for long-term everything, okay? So let me repeat this again. This is not always gambling. There's a method to this madness, all right? I'll see you on the next one. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Click like, share, subscribe, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
Do you own a business? Do you want to build the business to massive profits? Learning how to generate online traffic of leads, followers, customers, and high-paid clients on demand? This is the number one reason why 95% of businesses fail and shut down in 5 years or less. Do you want to start a business from home, building your own very own empire? Then help other businesses get massive traffic of high-paying clients and profit six figures income or more in your first year. How? It's all in the book. Get the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, at www.myempirepro.com or click the link in the description to download it. It's 100% free. In addition to that, I've got a free bonus that's worth $97. It's a 7 lessons online course that I created just for you called Smart Business Empire. Access will be delivered to your email with your free book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, www.myempirepro.com.